a series. It's going to take some time to go through all these halachas.
That's not
going to be Mishnah Berurah. No, not Mishnah Berurah. No, outside. No Svarim. And I want to warn you, don't repeat everything that I say. So those that are listening on the computer also should know not to repeat everything that I say. Some of the things I'm going to tell you are off the deep end. So don't go home and tell this to your wife, though. They won't let you come back. They won't let you come back. The topic I want to discuss in the beginning, it'll take at least more than one day, is the minhag. This is a real minhag. This is like as minhag as it gets, is to say l'chaim. Right? Anyone ever see the fiddler on the roof? L'chaim. L'chaim. To life. Where does that come from? When a person takes koishal yayin, takes schnapps, l'chaim. That's a minhag. It doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch, as far as I know. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It doesn't say it in the Torah. This is Jewish custom, l'chaim. Where does it come from? So it's fascinating. There are a lot of very interesting things about this custom of wishing each other a l'chaim. Now let me first find the page. That's the most important thing, so I can remember what it says. Okay. So the first thing is, it really is in the Gemara. I take that back. It really is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara brings down that when I have to look up the Gemara in exact detail, but the Gemara's expression is, Chamra v'chaye l'fum rabbanan. Wine and life for the rabbis. This was an expression that the Gemara talks about darkei ho'emori. Are you allowed to do things which look like magic or omens and signs? Darkei ho'emori, the Amorim were known for their sorcery and magic and looking into different omens. Is a person allowed to do this? So the Gemara says, no, there's no prohibition whatsoever in wishing each other a bracha with the expression of chamra, the chaye, wine and life, lufum for the rabbis. Ein boi mishum darkei hoyamari. And the word brings a maisa by Rabbi Akiva, sha'osa mishta libinoi. Rabbi Akiva, the famous Rabbi Akiva, he made a mishta for his son, v'al kol kois v'kois shehevi, and each cup of wine that was served to the guests, Omar, he would say, Rabbi Akiva himself, chamra v'chaye lufum rabbanon. Chaye v'chamra, and then he would reverse it. Life v'chamra l'fum rabbanon u'l'fum talmidehon, and for their students. So the makar for this custom indeed does come from the Gemara, from none other than Rabbi Akiva himself. He made a mishnah, they served wine, they brought out multiple servings of wine, each one was, but we reversed it. That is one of the main makaros for this custom. Now, we go a little bit further. Some want to say that the word l'chaim, what we're really doing when we wish l'chaim, we're wishing people not just life. We're wishing them success in parnasa, lechem. So it's a play on the word. L'chaim is life, but it also contains the letters of lechem. Lamed ches mem. Lamed ches mem is the staple of life. Parnasa, food, parnasa. In Hebrew, when you add a yud, or especially two yuds, you change it from singular to plural. So it doesn't mean, obviously, the word lechem means life. It doesn't mean multiple servings of bread. That's obviously not what it means. That's not what it's saying in the dictionary. The dictionary will laugh at you if you try to force that interpretation into the word lechem. But drush, it's a drush, it's an expression, you wish your person life, but you're also wishing them in a hidden, veiled way, good parnasa, a shefa of parnasa. You drink, and with the drink, there should be health and parnasa and success. That's one interpretation. What?
A parnasa toiva.
If there's no parnasa, then there's a lot of trouble. We all know that. Okay, now another makar is a very simple, basic, tami haminhagim, right? Tami haminhagim is like really the baseline for minhagim. And he says the reason why you wish l'chaim is brought down there is because the first time someone drank wine after the mabul was Noach. And what came from it? Yilala, curse. Vayachal Noach ish radama. He drank from the wine, became drunk, intoxicated, and he was naked. And then what happened? His son came along and caused that he could no longer have children. And then he was cursed. Terrible things resulted from the first time a person drank yain. By the way, why Noach drink yain? This also explains before the Mabul, the world was a perfect world. I once heard a very big scientist explain that the difference between the world before the Mabul and after the Mabul, really going for a little bit of tangent, is before the Mabul, the earth went around the sun in a perfect circle. All of the cheshbonos of Chazal, if you notice, this is a big, very big mathematician, Dr. Leon Ehrenpreis, Zechon Levracha, he was a very big mathematician. He told me that he told this to Rav Moshe many years ago, and Rav Moshe was very interested in this idea. All of the calculations that Chazal have about the Jewish calendar are based on the principle that the earth goes around the sun in a perfect circle. We know today that's not so. The earth travels around the sun in an ellipse. It's not a perfect circle. Due to different gravitational forces of different planets, it's not a perfect circle. He theorized that if the earth... We know that before the Mabul, the world was a very pure place. People lived to 1,000 years, 930 years, they lived very long lives. The earth was pure, fruit, vegetables, the environment was perfect. If the earth would go around the sun in a perfect circle, the world would be very different. There would not be decay, people would live a much healthier life, everything in the environment would be completely different. When Hashem brought the Mabul, he took away some of the stars. It says in the Gemara, he changed the gravitational pull of the solar system, and no longer does the earth go around the sun in a circle, it goes in the ellipse, and that is what causes the change of seasons, decay, and a very great decline in the quality of the environment. And that's why the world is completely different after the Mabul from before the Mabul. What was included in that change? Decay. Why does wine ferment? Because the fermentation process is a process of sirchein, of decay, of where the wine ferments. There's a process of decay. That is a sirchein. That is a churban. That is something that only came into existence after the takala of the Mabul. Before the Mabul, Noach drank wine all the time. They had grapes, they pressed the grapes, they produced wine, they would let the wine sit for 100 years. Nothing happened. No one got drunk. There was no intoxication. Because there was no sirchein. There was no spoilage. Things did not spoil, ferment, and decay. That first came into existence after the Mabul. When the world changed. Noach didn't know that. Noach comes out of the Teva. The world looks the same. He didn't go through a cycle of 1 year to realize that everything is different. The whole world is different. The world goes around the earth in an ellipse, which causes everything in this world to be different. Decay, he didn't know that. So he did. Olam came in, he thought everything was the same. He took grapes, he pressed the grapes, he put it into the cup, he drank, and over the short period of time, it fermented, and it became intoxicating, and he became drunk, and he was lying in a very humiliated in a disgraced way on the ground, and this whole terrible thing came about, the whole story of Noach came about. It's a very interesting idea. All the calculations of Chazal, the original, Bar Poda, you have to go back into all the books that talk about Berachos HaChama, all based upon this thing where the earth is still going around the world, perfectly perfect circle, and that will be restored in the times of Mashiach, and then people will live very, very long lives. That's how they're going to solve global warming and all these problems. They're just going to make sure, put some engines on the earth to get it back in line, that the world should go around in a circle instead of going around in an ellipse. It's a very interesting theory. Yeah.
At the time of Adam and Eve, they only ate fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
After Noah, they ate meat.
Meat.
And meat shortened their lives.
That's an interesting idea. That's interesting. Okay. So that's the summary to that. All right. Okay. But this, so that is, so therefore the Tami Hamanagim says the reason why we drink, we say L'chaim, is we're drinking wine. But don't be like Noach. Don't be like Noach. Don't let it come either Yilala and death and all the tsaras. It should only be L'chaim. Okay. That is another approach to L'chaim. Let's go listen a little bit more. Yeah.
Last two letters in Chayim is Mem Yud.
Okay.
May, liquid, water.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. And what about the first two letters, the Lamed Yud?
No, no. I'm
liquor.
I'm taking Mem, the last two, Mem
Yud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. May. It's May, okay.
An old,
okay.
An old joke, you say, L'chaim Mitzvah Yid.
Oh, when it comes to that, actually have that over here. That's right.
Are we going to cover the Minhag to L'chaim for your side?
L'chaim for yard side. It's all part of the general idea of L'chaim. Maybe we'll come to it and we'll see in a moment. Not today, but maybe we'll come to it in the future. Okay, now this is something very interesting. L'chaim, many people say L'chaim Toivim. It's a problem saying L'chaim Toivim because the gematria, not that I'm a gematria person, of L'chaim Toivim is klala. Work it out. L'chaim Tov has the same gematria as a curse. And because of this, it's very interesting that many of the G'dayla Yisrael were very makbid not to wish a person L'chaim Tov. You don't pick up a curse. So either you say L'chaim, or you would say L'chaim Tovim or L'shalayim. Who was the minig? This was the Chayzim Lublin. It goes very far back. Chayzim Lublin is not from yesterday. He said L'chaim Toiv B'Lashon because of the gematria of L'chaim Toiv Zeklala. The Chassam Sofer, his minug, was to say L'chaim U'Lebracha. Okay, a different simple minug, but not to say L'chaim Toiv. Okay, another makar is given for this minug, is a very, very strange makar, is you know the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that when a person is Chayiv Nisa Spezdin, he's on death row, either the skill of Shrev Harik Chenek, what did they do with him? They took him out to be killed. Before they took him out to be killed, they gave him a cup of yayin. They gave him wine. Tnu yayin l'mori nefesh. Tnu sheikha, tnu sheikha pasuk initially, tnu sheikha l'oived, v'yayin l'mori nefesh. They gave him the wine to dull his senses. And in fact, it says in the Gemara, they would add a courage shal levoina. They would add levoina, frankincense, into the wine. Somehow this potion had the ability to dull his senses. He should not realize that he should not fully realize what's happening, that he's being executed. So being that it's a minhag to give a person a cup of wine before they're killed, so when we give a person a cup of wine, we say l'chaim. Not. We're not taking you out. I'll tell you a joke. Someone told me, I told the person, he's a very, very big rav in the community, he gets very worked up about certain things. So I told this person, why didn't you have an issue, you have a problem, so go to him and complain. So he told me he's afraid of him. He said, you know, he's afraid, he doesn't want to go open up his mouth. So I said, so what do you keep? Go and complain. Go to him. What's your problem? Go. So he says, I'm not ready to go. I'll kiddush Hashem. So when you give the person the cup of wine, it's not al kiddush Hashem. You say l'chaim. It's not for that. That's another reason. Okay, now this is a nice little idea. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Hachoy say chayim l'chol choy. Hashem cuts. Very unusual expression. Hachoy say Hashem cuts life for every living creature. What does that mean? That is not the pshat, obviously. This is a little bit of a Jewish
word. It's
an expression of din. Right, expression of din. Okay, I'm going to tell you something now, which is not a pshat. It's a little chassidish shavar. It's just a parparot. It's not the emes. But achoy se chaim is bigamatria samach ches 68. Right, 68. Sometimes when a person this is already a chazal. Some of the person he does not merit. He's in trouble, and he's deserving of punishment. So we know this from Yaakov Avinu that oni choshev kemes. That a person, Rachman al-Son, a person is chayiv, in Shemayim, the din is not in his favor. So in times, instead of the person, Rachman al-Son, being taken from this world, the mazel changes and he is given poverty. There's a gzeir on a person of oini, to be poor. And being poor is onis choshev kimei. So sometimes Kadosh Baruch has rachamim upon a person who's not deserving chayim. Hashem preserves him. He lets him live, but takes away part of his parnasa. So choseich means, like his poshav shad, it means the ikr pshad, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu hands down its din. Hashem decides, he cuts din. He decides who's going to miyich and miyams. But when it comes to, but it also means to slice. Hashem takes from the 68, he cuts it into half. What is half of 68? 34. What is 34? Dal. Dal means poor. So Hashem has rachamim upon a person who's not deserving life. I'll give you life by giving you a life of oini. At least you're alive. Be happy you're alive. Maybe you'll be able to reverse the situation at a later point in time. So when we wish a person l'chaim, what we're wishing them is, we say the minhag is to say l'chaim u'l'shalom. L'chaim tov u'l'shalom means not just the chaim of choseh chaim l'chol chai, which is a diminished state of life, of a life of dal, but we wish a person of chaim tovim, and chaim shel shalom, shlemos, the complete chaim, not of poverty, but a life of oisher, a life of oisher with an aleph and with an ayin, of happiness and wealth, quality life, a great quality life, not diminished life of choseh chaim.
You're remembering the bris,
okay, let me just tell you one or two more things, then we'll stop. One way of thinking is when you say l'chaim, do you shake someone's hand? Do you shake someone's hand when you say l'chaim? So there are different among Hasidic rabbis, there are different hagim if you should bedavka shake someone's hand and not shake someone's hand. So someone has said, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says yad. Well, first is a gematria, a kaf. This is the little cute little thing, a palm. I once told you another word of shalom. Remember, I told you when you say birchas kohanim, we have the kohen here. Birchas kohanim, yivarecha. There are 15 parts of it. Yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha, yoshem panenacha v'chonecha. There are 14 different joints in the fingers, and the 15th part of the hand is shalom. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, yoshem Hashem panav v'lecha v'chonecha, yisah Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha. The palm is shalom. So when you say to a person shalom aleichem, that's why you give someone your palm, right? Mm-hmm. And the ultimate type of peace, chayim, is chayim shel shalom. So when you wish a person chayim, what kind of life? Not a life of redifus. Not a life of kitata. That type of life is not worth anything. A life of shalom. So since the center is the shalom, when the kohanim raise their hands, they're raising all 15 parts of the bracha, all 15 parts of the bracha with the palm is shalom. Chaim shel shalom, so you shake a person's hand. That's one very nice approach. Another approach is kaf. The palm is called the kaf. Kaf is bigamatria 100. Right? Chaf and pei. Pei is 80, chaf is 20, 100. Two hands together is 200. 200 is the koyach of bittel. When it comes to Arla, the highest form of Arla, there are all different types of Bittel. There's Bittel, Echad, Chad Betray, Bittel Bereif. One is Bottle in two. Then there's Bittel of Shishim, Pam. Then there's Bittel of 100, Truma is Bottle of 100. The highest form of Bittel is Arla, Isser Hana, when you're not allowed to derive pleasure. Things that you're not allowed to derive pleasure from, Isser Hana, Arla, the Kilya Karim. It's a chomer ad ma'od. If you want to be mevatel, things which are forbidden to derive pleasure, you need 200 to 1. In this world, unfortunately, many times we're denied pleasure. We're denied the ability to enjoy this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world to enjoy, to live and enjoy, to benefit from. We have problems. We have sin. There are all different things that prevent us. You give a person a drink, take a cup of yayin, a cup of schnapps, enjoy life, have pleasure, shake a person's hand. All of the problems, the Isser Hana, should be bottled. 200 times. Isn't that a beautiful idea? Kaf is 100, another hand is another 100. Together we will be mevatel, annul, things which prevent us from deriving pleasure in this world, because the bittul for hana is 200 against 1. It's another approach. You have shalom. The shalom is also very good. Hold on your hands. Give shalom, chayim shalom, and bittul. One more last thing, and really, this is the last thing for today. This is. There was once a dispute between two rebbes. This is very, very cute. It's very cute. Between two rebbes, when you shake your hand, when you give someone shalom. Now today they'll tell you, well, if you didn't wash your hands with Perel, I won't shake your hand. But today, we don't live, in those days, they weren't so into, not necessarily true, during the times, very dangerous times, they were very makbid on cleanliness. But today, they would tell you not to shake hands. I mean, there were all the times, so they were very, in Eretz Yisrael, they were very makbid, you shouldn't kiss the mezuzahs, the Gedolei Yisrael. The Ger Rebbe came out of the Tekufa when they had the, that's long ago, you shouldn't kiss the mezuzah, and you shouldn't, a lot of things, they were from the Ger, the big, hygienic, there were things going around. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. At kdekach, not to kiss the mezuzah. Because
They shake your hand. They shake your hand and then they kiss the hand of your.
Okay, so they that's what used to be when people didn't think about diseases and all these different things. But today, they had by the koisel. There was a very big thing in the koisel, the sidurim. They found the sidurim by the koisel are infested with bacteria. There was a big write about this. The Rabinowitz, he's the Kaisel Rav, so he says that because of this new study, they replace all of the Sidurim and Chumashim by the Kaisel very often, every few months. And now because of this study by the health department, that it's infested with bacteria because so many people come to the Kaisel. 6 million people come every year to the Kaisel. They're going to accelerate the replacement by half. So I think it's like now every 2 months or something like that, all of this in the Kaisel are cleaned out, put in Geniza, new, brand new. Because who comes there? People come there all over the world, especially right by the women. This very fast, and the Sidur by the women's section are more infested than the men's section, because they cry more. They cry, and they put their sitter in their eyes, and the tears get into the sitter, and that breeds bacteria. The sitter by the women's section are more dangerous than the sitter by the men's section. So now he said, we're taking this very seriously. We're going to take care of it in a much more orderly fashion than, even though he was good in the past. They were praised for being very careful in these matters by the Kaisel, but now we got to do even more because of these new studies. But let's put that aside, okay? We're not dealing over here with issues of hygienic issues. Let's deal with, is there an inyan to shake hands? So there's a machlokes in two rebbes. So what I brought arrived from the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, kilul fight. Yishlach diburoi v'yar po'em. It says in the pasuk that Hashem will send forth his dibur, and he will heal them. So he said that the Rosh Tevos in the first few words, the Yishlach, Diburoi, the Yir Poem, L'chaim, I'm giving you a bracha. L'chaim Toivim. I'm giving you a bracha. Dibur. And through my bracha, you'll be healed. You'll be chayim. There won't be illness. The Rosh Tevos are Yishlach, Yud, Diburoi is Dalit, the Yir Poem is Vav. Yodoy. So when you give forth your blessing that there should be chayim, you have to put out your hands. Because the Rosh Tevos are Yud, Dalid, Vav, Yodo. So the other rabbi said back, yeah, what about the Soif Tevos? The last letters of Yishlach is Ches, Diburoi is Vav, and the Yerpoim is Mem, which stands for Moach. Moach means the mind. Just wish the blessing in the mind. You don't have to do and then make any physical contact. Okay, so these are two different approaches Rich, and we'll continue this more tomorrow. Yeah.
I have observed from experience that Hasidish Rebbe, when they shake your hand, or at least in one case that I know of, it's like the dead fish kind of
three fingers.
Handshake.
Dead fish.
Yeah, it's like a very, very, yeah.
Three fingers.